Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the weekly episode of the Tempcast. I am your host. You know who I am. It's me, the Alan John. And I'm joined with my good friend, Stephen Ralabi.
Hey, everybody.
He's the fan favorite, Stephen. Every time Stephen comes up on the podcast, we get tens of views. It's insane. We really couldn't be here without him. He's our Norman Reedus, if you think about it. He's basically Norman Reedus carrying the Walking Dead franchise after Eric left.
Eric being Andrew Lincoln, I guess.
Yeah, I'm surprised you knew about Andrew Lincoln. I thought you never watched The Walking Dead.
I saw the first like season and a half. It's all right.
Yeah, you watched basically the best season.
Yeah. I remember that the only thing I remember about it really is in the second season, they were on a farm and there were people going missing and they're like, oh man, I wonder where all those people are. And then there was a gigantic barn and the people that owned the farm wouldn't let anyone go in the barn. And you're like, well, the people in the shed are obviously in the barn. And then like eight episodes later, they open up the barn and all the dead people are in there. And they're like, holy fuck. And that's when I was like, all right, I'm done with the show.
That was like the last good season of that show. Everything else just became camp. And then when the camp ended, it just became cringe.
Oh, God. Do you mean camp like Batman 66 camp or camp like they were just like camping out in the woods? Because didn't they always live in the woods in that show? They, like whenever I see a clip of it, they're in the woods.
So at first, this is going to be spoilers to a show that came out 10 years ago and it's now ending. First, they went to the farm, right?
Yeah.
Then they went to a prison. After a prison, they spent two seasons like just walking around. Then they found like this city, this commune, and I think they've stayed there since. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, they just killed their momentum.
You know what month it is, Steven?
June.
It is June. And you know what June means in America?
The Pride Month.
You know, and we at GBA Temp, a lot of people don't know, but the G in GBA Temp stands for gay. That's right.
And the B stands for bisexual and the A stands for asexual.
Exactly. Those are the only...
lesbians are not allowed.
It's not that they are not allowed. Back, like, GBA Temp is an old site, right?
Yeah.
And back in the day, we didn't have those lesbians. You know? I thought they were just normal. But yeah. Anyways. So we're pretty open to this kind of stuff. And I'd like to announce that me and Stephen are gay now. Yeah. I think this is a good decision for our podcast starting on now. This is how we gain momentum. Right.
And I think it's important to clarify, this is like a new change going forward to, you know, fall in line with modern trends, like how they're changing characters in comic books and movies and stuff to be gay. It's not, we're not coming out that we've always been gay. We're announcing that we are making a change in order to, you know, boost all this stuff with society to fall in and, you know, help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help the community.
And this is only going to be for the month of June.
Of course.
Yeah. Just so we can like milk this. I mean, bring awareness to these issues. Last time it was Ukraine, but now that that's all done and finished.
Yeah.
We're going to be tackling this issue, which is really big. If you ever get banned on GBA Temp or warned on GBA Temp, just say that you're gay, bi, or asexual and we'll unban you because we don't discriminate on GBA Temp. That's what we do. You know who does discriminate?
Who?
I don't know. You tell me. And if you find somebody who does discriminate, report them on GBA Temp and I will ban them. All right. I try to make a segue to fucking Sony, but I don't know how
Sony discriminates. That's not happening.
You know who does discriminate? Sony discriminates. It's player base that wants to play its old games on the PlayStation 1 But
oh, that's true.
But we can't because the emulation is bad.
That doesn't. We're not talking about that this week.
It's no, kind of we're not.
What we're talking about.
So, like last week, we spent an entire week, entire 2 weeks. I mean, shitting on Sony, and now we're praising Sony because they announced some of the games that we like and we want. So, yay!
So all is forgiven. That's the way it goes in the video game industry, right? Like. Yep. A company does something bad, and then they're like, hey, how about a new Resident Evil? And you're like, all right, I don't care. Although that might be changing, because I think people have stuck against Activision Blizzard, right? Although they haven't done a good game in a while, so.
Exactly. If Activision Blizzard was releasing, like, I don't know, Warcraft 4, and was a single-player game, it was, like, AAA, like, everybody would have forgotten about the Hong Kong and the rapes. everybody, yeah.
Yeah, so you're saying Activision is responsible for the rape of Nanking?
I don't... Listen, I never studied geopolitics. I don't know.
But that sounds right to me.
I think that's what happened, pretty much.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, this day, nothing happened 33 years ago on Tiananmen Square. Nothing happened. Today. Exactly today.
Didn't people like that Diablo 2 remake, though? I think that one went over well, and people are still kind of against Activision Blizzard. But that was after like years and years of entrenched hate. So
yeah, I don't know. I don't play those games. You know what I want to play? I want to play Spider-Man 2, or at least Spider-Man 1, but on the PC because I don't have a PlayStation system.
Oh well, you're in luck because Sony held a state of play a few days ago, and they announced that their Spider-Man game is coming to PC. It is, I believe it's the remastered version with all the DLC in it, too.
This is great. I'm never going to be able to play that because my PC is old. But that's actually good news. I'm glad. Because you know what that brings. Every time you port a game to PC, what happens? Mods. Mods happen.
I thought you were going to say the list of PlayStation exclusive dwindles and we get closer to Bloodborne PC.
Oh, shit. You're right. That might happen.
Yeah. It could eventually. Well, Sony, they in their financial report a few weeks ago, said that they do plan to bring more games to PC, that's been working out for them. So that's this is an initiative they're going to keep going.
I mean, just let's think this through. What's the only like PlayStation exclusive left after Spider-Man? I honestly never expected Spider-Man to come to PC.
Yeah, I don't know. After God of War did, I think all bets were off. But at first they were doing like not their biggest ones, right? Like I think they started with Horizon and then they did Days Gone, which like who gives a shit about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so but I think between God of War and Spider-Man, they're doing all the big ones. So I think, yeah, pretty much anything is on the table. But they're I don't think they're gonna be doing like fast PC releases anytime soon. I don't think they're gonna be like Microsoft where they come out on Xbox and PC at the same time.
That's like the thing is, from a business point of view, right? I see Spider-Man like for the PS4 everywhere. It's not like a rare game. You can get it off for cheap. Like it's not a $60 game anymore in terms of its current price. So the fact that Sony decided to, because they're going to re-release it on PC and it's not going to cost like $2 on PC. Like it does in Walmart bin, right? It's going to cost 60 or at least 50.
I think Horizon came out at 50. So this will probably be 50. I could be wrong, though. I'm not. I guess God of War would be the one to check because that one came out so recently.
Yeah. So this is a great opportunity. But the thing is, Bloodborne, where is it? I don't know if it's coming. I still don't know. I hope it is. But from what I've heard from behind the scenes, I think they might have lost the source code for that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was like although it was developed by FromSoft, the IP is owned by Sony, so it was kind of like a contract work almost. So they didn't like keep like FromSoftware didn't keep those assets at their house, but maybe they did. Right. Maybe I'm talking out of my ass. I'm not a real developer. I don't know shit. But that's something I would do. Like if this wasn't like a project from within FromSoft and its inception, then they probably wouldn't keep all those like assets other than maybe some concept art.
Yeah.
Because look, God of War, Horizon, and Spider-Man, they all released with the PlayStation 5 remastered. What I mean is that they were upgraded. Those games were upgraded to the PlayStation 5, like higher resolution and all that, but the Bloodborne didn't, which is probably because they don't have like the necessary tools to do that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Although Spider-Man and God of War, I don't know if Horizon is developed by an in-house, like a Sony in-house.
It's Guerrilla Studios. I don't know if Sony owns them.
But, well, it does work on the Decima engine.
Does it?
Horizon, yeah. I don't know what... I think Spider-Man runs on the Infamous engines. I don't know, yeah. I don't know about God of War. But yeah, those are like in-house Sony co-developed engines, but... the engine used for Bloodborne is like the same they use for Dark Souls 2.
Yeah.
And that's not like open source. That's like in-house FromSoft. So they'd have to ask FromSoft for those assets just to edit like stuff. I don't know. I'm just talking out of my ass.
By the way, God of War did come out for $50. So.
Yeah. Okay.
For what it's worth. Yeah. No, but I think that's... exciting. I don't know. It's always, I think nobody, nothing, I don't think anybody wants to see shit be exclusive. It's always nice to see it get ported to PC or wherever else.
Yeah. Let's just open the topic by Chari, where she details everything, her roundup.
Yeah. Well, I watched the State of Play. There was some stuff. there was some stuff. Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't a bad State of Play, honestly. I think the weird thing is Sony hasn't said if they have another presentation this month. Like normally, you know, it's June, this is when all the big publishers do their thing. Yeah. This was like a 30-minute presentation that was mostly third-party stuff in VR, so I don't know why. Like, it's just very strange if Sony, if this is their only presentation. But anyway, so Resident Evil 4 remake was announced, which has been rumored for a long time. I think the guy that voices Wesker accidentally leaked it like a year ago, and there's just been a lot of other stuff. But it seems kind of cool. It's still like in a third-person style, like the 2 and 3 remake, which is already how Resident Evil 4 played. But this one, they're going to change up the story. It almost sounds like it's going to be like Final Fantasy VII remake, where the story splits off. So that's kind of interesting. And it's going to have some PSVR 2 content. They didn't say the whole thing will be playable in VR, but it might be. They didn't specify, but it might just be like a Mercenaries mode or something. But they already remade the game there, they ported the game to Oculus, I think, or something like that. So it'd be weird.
They ported the previous one, the original one,
yeah. Yeah. And Resident Evil Village is going to be in a PSVR 2 version also, because Resident Evil 7 had one, and then I think Village was VR on a different headset, maybe, or no, there wasn't the VR version of Village. Weirdly enough, no mention of the Village DLC, which was announced at E3 last year and still has never come up ever.
Oh, that's an interesting tidbit. Yeah, maybe they scrapped that to work on 4 more.
I don't know.
But, you know, this is a big announcement, and guess who we have in the studio? That's right, we have Jordan himself.
This is insane.
Yeah, it is. Jordan, what do you think about this announcement? This Resident Evil 4 remake.
This is insane.
Yeah. Are you going to buy this game on day one?
Yep.
What do you think? What are your expectations for this game?
I mean, it's going to be nice, so... Yep.
Yeah, okay. Jordan, can you... Now that I got you here on the hook...
Yep.
Can you please... answer this question. Why have you been ignoring my calls and my requests to do a Tempcast? Why are you not saying anything? I know you're here. What is stopping you from joining a Tempcast?
Gas.
All right.
Wow.
That's a fair reason, I guess.
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean no? I'm going to disconnect you from this call. I mean, I thank you for your opinion.
No.
But yeah, you're going to have to go now. So,
And I wish I would have known about this then, honestly.
Yeah. Is that everything you have to say?
No.
Okay, goodbye. Okay, that was Jordan, everyone. Please clap for Jordan for guesting on this podcast. I'm glad we got his opinion because he's a big Resident Evil fan. You know that, right?
So, he is.
He is. What else did they announce on the state of game?
there's another Walking Dead VR game, Saints and Sinners Retribution Chapter 2, which I never played that. I heard the first one was good, so that's cool. No Man's Sky VR is coming to PSVR 2. I think that already has a VR version, doesn't it? No Man's Sky?
It should.
I think it does. There's a Horizon game coming to VR called Call of the Mountain. That was already announced, but there was a gameplay trailer. I don't know. I don't remember anything about it. It looked like any VR game where you walk around and you shoot things.
I'm glad Sony is putting a lot of effort in VR, honestly, because I love VR. Like, the couple of times I used it, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember. It didn't feel like there was even this big of a push with the first PSVR. Maybe I'm wrong.
It wasn't,
And also, Horizon Forbidden West got an update, new game plus, and they added in, like, a new difficulty, new weapons, new trophies, stuff like that.
What I wanted to say about Spider-Man getting a PC port, wanted to say that they released it's just a couple of... It's not like Sony released this. A mod was released for Horizon Zero Dawn where you could play as Aloy without clothes on.
Oh, really? Do you think that'll happen for Spider-Man?
Yeah.
You know what? There are segments in that game where you play as Mary Jane. I guarantee it'll happen for her at least.
Fuck Mary Jane, that old hag. I want to see Black Cat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I want to see Aunt May. She has a model in the game.
Do you think, like, when they made the model for Aunt May, they added tits and...
What do you mean, did they add tits? Presumably whoever modeled it had tits already. I do like the idea that they get in a 70-year-old woman to be the model for Aunt May, and some dude behind the scenes, it's like, boost up the tits. That's how we're going to sell this game.
No, I remember one game, I think it might have been Skyrim. It came out and modders discovered like day one that, okay, all these female models, they have areolas and stuff. And it's like detailed. Yeah. I don't know if that was Skyrim or some other game, but, oh, you know what other game did that? Another Sony game, Beyond Two Souls.
That was a whole issue.
Oh my God. Why did they model like everything? They modeled everything, things you don't even see in
David
the game.
Cage is a weirdo.
That is so fucking weird that they took Elliot Page's does Elliot Page have a vagina?
I think so.
But is he had one,
I think. But I mean, I don't follow the situation closely, but I didn't hear about him getting rid of his, so he presumably still has it. You sound so disappointed that he still has it. Oh, God, that ruins everything. Fuck, I was so close.
Because it's Pride Month. We can't fuck this up. We got to be on point.
You're right.
I think the proper way to address it is that Elliot Page was always Elliot Page and never Ellen Page. Because he was always man. I think that's...
Always.
Like, I think literally that's the proper way.
I think so,
Yeah.
Whatever is easiest. Let's just move on. This is getting too thorny.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of thorny and horny, Street Fighter VI, Chun-Li.
Yummy.
That makes me horny.
She definitely still has a vagina. the new Street Fighter actually looks pretty cool. It's it has this weird like graffiti art style, or maybe that was just like extra flair for the trailer, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know enough to really put it into words well, but it does look very cool. It's very flashy. And there's this weird, like, I don't know, like open world exploration mode that they show off that looks kind of interesting. It's, I don't know. It's weird, but I don't know. It looks cool, and it still looks like the core, you know, fighting is basically what you'd expect out of Street Fighter, so.
Yeah, you can't that up.
No, and there was a leak of all the characters that are in it, and it seems authentic because it had like the designs that correlate to what was in the trailer and everything. And it doesn't seem like they made any mistakes with the cast. I'm not a huge Street Fighter fan, but I think everyone that you expect to be there is in there. So, I don't know. It seems like a solid entry, even if the open world thing isn't good. I don't think it'll majorly fuck up what people go to Street Fighter for, which is just fighting mechanics.
I'm very, very conflicted right now in my head, because I can't really understand how an open world Street Fighter game works.
They only briefly show it off. You're running around as this dude with like a hood over his head. He kind of looks like Lil Mac in the training sections of like the Wii Punch Out, where he's like covered up. That's probably the worst pull I could have made. I don't know why I went to that. I don't think that's the fucking cultural touchstone people know. But he's like walking around, he's like all hooded up, and you just like run around, and at one point you do a shuriken to like climb a wall, I think. They show very little of it.
For some reason, my stupid head expected it to be like completely like on a 2D plane, like side scrolling.
Oh no. No, it's all 3D.
Like third person.
Yeah, okay. No, it's not like a side scrolling beat 'em up.
I'm watching this and this is so stupid. Why would you add this to a Street Fighter game?
I mean, again, I'm not a Street Fighter fan, so I can't say much about it, but like, at least it's something new. I don't know. I'm always up for trying new shit. And as long as they don't deviate too far from the core fighting and don't fuck that up completely, I think it's fine.
So another thing that they announced on State of Play is Among Us 2, which it's going to have a hentai mini game in it.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
That's what it says. Yeah, I'm reading it right here.
Wow. What's a hentai mini game? Is it like...
Have you ever been on those sites back in the day with the Flash games on it?
Oh, like Newgrounds. I was on Newgrounds all the time.
Yeah. Ever appreciated the work of a guy named Zone?
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
No, you don't. You ever watch Teen Titans? Ever no. liked? Ever played the Teen Titans official Newgrounds Flash game by Zone?
No, I'm not familiar with this with his work.
Yeah, that was a thing back in the day. I used to like these like hentai Flash games.
What genre were they in? What was the game part of it?
It was like a...
Was it like a visual novel?
Yeah, basically a visual novel with adventure elements to it. It was really fun.
Okay. Wait a minute. They put out a visual novel version of Among Us. It was called like Noja, I think. So is that just what the hentai minigame is in?
I thought you were going to say Final Fantasy 16 is the visual novel version of Among Us.
It's basically what it is. Actually, wait a minute. If we're talking about visual novels, there is this weird game called Eter Knights or Eter Knights, I think. That's like a weird anime dating sim slash I don't know. Beat 'em up or like button masher game. It looks really weird, but I don't know. It had a little bit of a Persona vibe to it. I don't know. I kind of dug it. I don't know if it'll be any good.
Yeah. Wow. That's actually, I forgot they announced that game.
There was a game called Roller Dome, which looks kind of awesome, where you're rolling around doing parkour on rollerblades and you're shooting people, which I'm not going to lie, looks kind of fun. I'm into that.
Wow. I can't believe they actually announced a new Simpsons game on State of Play. It's called The Simpsons Return of Graggle. The fuck?
What are you talking about?
Return of Graggle? Who the fuck is Graggle?
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is so weird, this fucking State of Play. Like, first you got Street Fighter 6, then got The Simpsons Return of Graggle. The fuck? Sony, get your game straight. I don't like this. You know who has, what company has their mindset straight, and they have a goal?
Who?
In front of them? Sega.
Oh, buddy, they absolutely don't. Have you seen any of the new trailers for Sonic Frontiers?
No.
No?
Let me see this.
Load one up. It's So this is basically Sonic in Breath of the Wild. It's like a big open green pasture, you know, big gorgeous plateau, and Sonic runs around in this really really weird, desolate open world that is like just completely empty, and it looks very devoid of things to do. They've put out two trailers for it. One was just like a general exploration trailer, and the other is combat. And neither of them really look that exciting. It probably doesn't help that the trailers, the only music is like this very soft, lilting, like piano lullaby music. But it is basically just Sonic running around and jumping on a rail and grinding and then jumping off and collecting rings and jumping around and like...
Do you expect from Sonic to craft like guns and shit?
I expect a goal. I expect to go from point A to point B. This looks so aimless and just directionless. And like,
I'm watching the trailer and it looks just like any other Sonic game, but in an open world.
How can you say it looks like any other Sonic game? No Sonic game looks like another Sonic game. You get two Sonic games. There's one where he's in a human world, and then the next one, he's a fucking werehog, and then like the next one, he's helping out these weird color aliens, and then the next one, he's fighting against like a guerrilla war Eggman after he's been tortured for years. Like, no, you can't say it looks like any other Sonic game. It looks like Breath of the Wild is what it looks like.
You know what it looks like? Have you ever seen those Unreal Engine games, games where they have Sonic them and it's just like an Unreal Engine super realistic environment?
Yeah,
that's what this is. And it looks fine. It looks,
I think, I mean, hey, visually, visually it looks nice, but like with the, just the more you watch it, it just like the puzzles don't look engaging. The exploration, the world doesn't look full enough for exploration to be engaging. And then there's a combat trailer as well. And it's a lot of just like button mashing, like, and it's more so on the combat side, but there's a lot of very slow animations that look like they just take up time. I don't know. I'm not,
you know,
I'm not excited about it.
If you want exploration so much, just go outside.
All right. Wow. You got me.
Thank you. Yeah, that's at least what Sega...
is that their plan, to make a game so shitty kids give up on video games and go outside?
Yeah, I remember I just watched this video from 2009 uploaded on YouTube. Sonic Says, from the original animated show.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody touches you where you don't want to be touched, that's no good.
That's what Sonic says. So Sega, from its beginning first days, has always tried to teach kids a lesson.
That's true.
I think that's why Christian Weston Chandler turned out so good.
And that's all we need to say about that. Tell you what, if you want exploration, I think the new Pokemon game looks like it would offer it up.
Ooh, that's right. The new trailer for Pokemon, Pokemon Desk and Ceiling came out, and it's great. It's great. Boy, oh boy, do I want to play another Pokemon game in 720p. Yeah, baby, let's do this. I literally, this is true. This is true. I was watching the trailer, and I was like, hey, why the f*** did this... Why is this at a lower resolution? Is something wrong with my internet? Did it? And then I'm like, oh no, it's actually set to the max resolution. This is 1080p. This is how it looks.
This is what the game looks like?
Yeah.
You didn't like the way it looks?
No. I feel like there's a good game behind it that's just held back by either poor development or just poor hardware. It's probably both.
How'd you feel about like the attack animations and stuff in it? That's really the thing that's always bugged me about the 3D ones, is that the animations still look so lame, and they look maybe a little more to them here, but it's still kind of disappointing.
I don't remember how that looks like. All I remembered is that, I don't know if you've seen this, there's this art of a plane that's sexy.
Of a plane?
Yeah. Okay. Of like a huge plane, like an Airbus or like a Boeing.
Okay.
I remember it's one of the first images, like rule 34, if it exists, there's gotta be, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no way there's if anything, that's not. Then somebody showed me a picture of a plane. It's like hot. It's okay. Got turbines and it's got a like a.
And they put this into the new Pokemon?
Yeah, it's actually a legendary Pokemon. It's the.
Yeah, you're kind of right, actually.
Wait, let me just find this sexy Boeing R34. Yeah, I found it. I found it instantly. It's actually JetBlue Airways. I'm going to send this to the Telegram podcast chat with everybody.
Okay.
Just so everybody can see this.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's the new Pokemon, basically. This is the first thing I thought when I saw.
Yeah, definitely put that in the thumbnail for the video or something or on the website because it's. I think people need to see this. That is basically the new Pokemon. You're right.
It's the first thing I saw is it's got the turbines on the side and looks kind of like with the curves and stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Kinda, yeah, I'm looking. Yeah, wow.
I don't.
Except for the face, that you basically nailed it.
I do not like this hypersexualization of Pokemon. I don't know if it's Nintendo's fault.
I think it's the fan base's fault. It has to be.
I mean, and
people have also been making memes about the new professors being too sexy.
It's yeah, that's what I wanted to say. It's like both of them are super hot. Why should they be hot? Like what is remember Professor Oak? When you saw Professor Oak, you weren't like, "Oh, I want to fuck Professor Oak." I'm sure some of you listeners were like that when you first saw him, but most people know because Professor he's like a professor. He's like an old guy. He's got a funny voice and he likes to talk to children. And but this is like, have you seen these are models?
Yeah, it's a little weird. It's I don't know.
Like, who's even more attractive? Is it the guy or the
Airplane?
Professor Sada and Professor Turo. And also, it's like some of the characters, even though they're not 18, like there's. I want to say they're. I don't. Wait, how old is Nimona?
I don't know who that is.
She's. She has the sassy pose in the game.
Okay.
In the trailer, I mean, if you look at.
You're going so deep into this. This trailer came out like 4 days ago. You're already like these stupid, sexy Nimona professors. I'm like, you're so far into the lore already.
No. Look at the 32nd second of the video. Like, she does this, like, turn behind her back, and she's like, oh.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, she doesn't seem sexualized.
I mean, she's hot.
She's just like a girl standing there in a shirt.
I mean, she's hot. I mean, sure, I wouldn't know. I'm gay, and you're gay. We're both gay.
That's true. Now. I guess it's not on us to decide.
Also, I think, I don't know if I'm right, these animations, when the player throws the Pokeball, it looks motion capped.
Oh, really?
Look at it. Just look at it.
Yeah, maybe.
It looks motion capped. It doesn't look like something keyframed, especially how the head is just put on there. Like they just took the anime head and put it on top of a human actually doing this kind of move.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know. You're getting too deep for me. I don't know. It just looks like someone throwing a Pokeball.
Oh, shit. There's an air siren going off. Fuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to get picked up with all the like sound.
Yeah, they're coming for you because you're too thirsty for Pokemon trainers and Pokemon themselves.
Hey, if the last thing I'm going to see in my life is going to be Nimona, yeah. Hey, it won't be that bad. But yeah, this hypersexualization of Pokemon, I don't like it. I honestly don't.
I feel like a little bit of it is just in the eye of the beholder, because I did not have that reaction when I saw the two professors. I only saw the memes afterwards. I did not look at them and be like, oh my goodness.
Okay.
Like,
what about Lopunny?
That one is inarguable. I can't argue with Lopunny.
Exactly.
Yeah, that one's disgraceful.
You can't name a single Gen 1 Pokemon you'd like to fuck, right? Because there's none. What are you going to... Geodude?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. Not enough of a Pokemon expert.
Maybe Charizard.
I was going to say maybe Jigglypuff. She looks soft and squishy.
You are a very strange man, Steve. That's Jigglypuff. I never up until this point ever thought of Jigglypuff in that context. Thanks a lot.
I think that. Yeah. I apologize. Well, if we're both gay now, we probably would want Machoke.
Oh yeah, that's a good. We keep forgetting the perspective of the other side.
Yeah, that's
the spectrum.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of manly Pokemon. So why can't you have feminine Pokemon? Yeah.
That's true.
I guess you're right. You know what gay people don't like?
What?
Small things.
Hey-ho!
This is our new segment, Small Things. Brand new. Never appeared before. We're just going to talk about these small topics where there is not really much to discuss other than the fact that they exist. First thing first, Warcraft 3 Reforged. It's getting some updates. Is that right, Steven?
Yeah, so the president of Blizzard the other day just kind of out of nowhere tweeted out that there's going to be a sizable update on... Well, no, he didn't say a sizable update. He said that there's going to be some news about... Or you'll be hearing from the team that's working on Warcraft 3 Reforged sometime in June. He made a similar comment on a stream back in April that wasn't really widely publicized because I guess no one was really watching his stream. It was only picked up by, like, hardcore Warcraft, you know, community. The reason this is significant is because Warcraft 3 had that disastrous launch, and it has, or I should say Warcraft 3 Reforged had a really terrible launch, and it hasn't been updated since I think April of 2021, so it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's been teasing this for a little while, it sounds like it might be a significant update, but who knows. Also, the 20th anniversary of Warcraft is on July, or sorry, the 20th anniversary of the release of Warcraft 3 is on July 3rd, I think. So, I don't know, that would be a good time to make a big update if something is coming.
You know, it's good when Activision Blizzard is actually developing something, because when you're developing something, you're so preoccupied with that, you can't actually take your time to rape someone. So that's always good.
It is. We need to fund more of their games to keep them busy. Idle hands are the devil's playthings, as they say. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's kind of interesting, like, because so many people, like, I was looking through some of the subreddit and Blizzard forums, and everyone's just like, this game's abandoned, Blizzard f***ed us, they stole our money, so the fact that
would
they came back...
Would you say... I'm sorry. I'm just so tired of that topic. I want to move on.
All right, sure.
Sorry. Would you say Warcraft 3 is the best of the Warcraft games?
Sure.
Because another game that's the third and is arguably the best is Dark Souls 3.
Oh.
Which is actually, you can't play that game online on PC.
Really?
Yeah. You can't, because some f***ing hackers just took all those Dark Souls games apart and found exploits where they can steal everything if you just connect. Even if you're just playing online, somebody can just invade your world and, like, oh, I got your IP address. Oh, I got your personal files. Oops. I got your Google Photos accounts. Oops, I found your deleted photos. Oops, I found this photo of you shoving a sausage up your... Well, I'm not going to say what it is, but I got
it. And it's drawn on to look like Diglett, the Gen 1 Pokemon everyone wants to fuck. Yeah, couldn't they also open up files on your computer, I believe?
They could do anything. Like, once you got access to that, it's very easy to get access to everything.
Because someone who found out about this exploit contacted, who is it, From Software, and told them about it, and FromSoft basically ignored them. So then he started doing this to streamers and just, like, opening up programs on their computer and fucking with them on stream so that FromSoft had to pay attention. And so this all happened back in January, and the servers have been down since, and there's been no word at all from FromSoft as to whether or not they're coming back up or whatever. I think they said they were busy with the launch of Elden Ring, which is why they didn't comment. And just recently now, I think PC Gamer was contacting them and managed to get a response, and they said they're going to bring back the Dark Souls 3 servers first. And then they're going to have to bring them back one at a time. So Dark Souls 3 first, and then we'll see what happens next.
You know, it's good that FromSoft is at least trying for its fan base.
Yeah.
You know, that's nice. Because some companies, they try, and then they just do a complete 180. And
really, who would do something like that? Like what? Like who?
Well, for example, Sony promised to make all of its characters gay for June 2022, but they said they were gonna make a Spider-Man gay, but they didn't.
It's terrible.
What I'm actually talking about is Nintendo. Remember back a couple of months ago, they released alongside with Brilliant Diamond and Brilliant Pearl. I don't know if those are the real names. They released like
Shining Pearl.
Yeah, whatever. They're shit games. They released like a sound library of all the old games of the old Diamond and Pearl games. Like they just released the sound library so you could just download it.
Yeah, and they even had some kind of like free use license where if it wasn't for commercial purposes, like if you wanted to put it in the background of a YouTube video, you could.
Yeah, that was so cool because like those games have some really nice music and it's actually like a little bit nostalgic for me because I like those songs. That was Gen 4 was my favorite gen when I was growing up.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's the best one. But they just did a complete 180 and now they're taking that site down, like that service.
It's already down.
Insane.
They put up a notice, my God. Or at least I first saw the notice reported on May 30th, and then I think they took down the site on May 31st. Is there May 31st? Whatever, it was the second last day of May, and then the last day of May.
Yeah, well, it's why would you, were they doing the calculations and finding out they were losing billions of dollars for just letting everybody have the soundtrack for 2DS games that came out 20 years ago for free?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so stupid. I hate Nintendo. Nintendo bad.
Nintendo. It's so frustrating because you think it would have saved them work because they don't have to try to like copyright strike random YouTube videos that have the music up and shit. Yeah,
this is... Oh, I'm so tired.
Now, they did say that the license will continue, will, you know, apply indefinitely. So if you have that music downloaded, you can still use it in a YouTube video and you won't get in trouble, I guess, but they don't want people to have access to the music now for some reason.
You know what?
Or at least they want to be able to charge for it.
We need to, I want, let's start, how about no Nintendo? How about we stop listening to Nintendo and what they're asking? How about we rip the music from the games directly?
Whoa.
And do whatever we want.
Oh,
with it. Yeah. I'm not afraid to say it. How about we just do that? How about we not listen to them?
That would be amazing. We're going to end the podcast with some Diamond and Pearl music now. Get rid of the regular theme. Just fade out on.
I can't download it right now, but I'll play it. I don't care about copyright. I'm gonna play it right now.
All right.
Come on, get down with the sickness. Bump it down with the sickness. Come on, get up. That's what they play in the Battle Frontier.
Is this? That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's.
Is it the version that has the like weird swearing part at the end where the guy kills his mom?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, mommy! No! Fuck you, you fucking bitch, you fucking whore.
That song is so fucking cringy. I kind of
like that song.
I like it too, but it's just so fucking edgy. It's awful.
It is, and like when it plays in my basement gym on the speakers, I have to skip that part because what if somebody comes in?
I know. And then they're just like, what are you listening to?
The fuck is this?
Did you ever see American Psycho where Patrick Bateman is working out while fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre plays on the background? He's just like doing push-ups and watching people get murdered.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's basically what you would look like.
Yeah, that's why I stopped listening to Eminem.
Yeah.
Like some of his albums, I think Marshall Mathers Part 2 just has like an entire segment where he just murders his wife.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. I remember listening to it. And I was like, oh, this guy's f***ed up.
Yeah, that doesn't
sound Why would he do that? Yeah, and in his most recent one, he was fantasizing about killing his stepdad with a bat.
I had no idea Eminem was so violent.
Yeah, he's such a chill guy, and like his music is all so chill. Yes, I'm the real Slim Shady. Please stand up. Please stand. I was like, oh, this is a nice little cute white boy. He can rap. Look at that. He's like, no. I want to kill my stepdad. I want to kill my mom. I want to kill my wife. Dude, chill.
I want to kill my wife. Is he going like for the old school boomer humor? Like, that'd be awesome. I would love to see him like rattle off a bunch of like comic strip jokes from the 70s. It'd be awesome. In the middle of a rap.
Hey, Dad, can we get a Wi-Fi box? Son, I already have a Wi-Fi box.
Hey-o.
Thank you, guys, for listening to Tempcast. Bye.
See ya. Good night.